Are you underinvesting in your business? Today, I'm challenging you to think differently about your business investments. And I'm not just talking about money. If you are like most relatively new coaches and consultants, you have money leaks in your business from overspending, underinvesting, and other needless waste that is slowing your growth and draining your ability to generate bigger profits. I know investing in your business is scary. It can kick up all kinds of fears and make you afraid that you will run out of cash. But what you might not be aware of is your near-term thinking is having a negative impact on your longer-term results. I'm Deb Boulanger. Are you intrigued to learn more? Let's dive in to how to make the right investments in your business success. Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to a shiny new episode of Life After Corporate today, my friend. And if you are new to our show, welcome home. You're in for a treat today as we unpack how to avoid underinvesting in your business and how to find the path to faster growth and maximum profits. And before we dive into the content, I want to extend a very special invitation to you, our loyal listeners, to join me for an exclusive 5-day event on March 14th through the 19th. We're gathering Monday through Friday for 45 minutes to an hour at 1 p.m. Eastern time. So you can go ahead and block your calendar right now. It's 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. in Central Europe. We're gathering to talk about creating reliable, predictable, six-figure revenue growth in your business. So first, mark your calendar so that you reserve that time now. We'll be sending out an announcement this week with all the details and how you can register, how you can download some planning tools that I'm creating for you as I speak. And this is for you if you are a six-figure coach and consultant or consultant who wants to make scaling revenues predictable. And if you're not yet at that six-figure mark, but you can taste it, you can see it, and you want to get there sooner rather than later, then this is for you too. I'm literally opening up all of the guidance that I typically share with my paying clients in the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs and in the Six Figure Accelerator in this free 5-day event. And I want to see you there live. To get more, join us in the Life After Corporate Facebook group. We're easy to find. The link is in the show notes or the post right below this or above this video. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn. We will be creating a way for you to access all of this amazing content and training, even if you don't have Facebook access. So just connect with me on LinkedIn, send me a message, and we'll be in touch and we'll get those details to you. It's important that you, as the CEO of a growing business, whether it's a coaching or consulting business, that you're continually investing in your growth, and not just financially, investing your time, investing in what you focus your attention on, and investing in building your team. So if you're coming to entrepreneurship with a scarcity mindset, if you are afraid of running out of money and you're hoarding every last dime for a rainy day, you might be underinvesting in your business. And hey, I get it. It's scary, right? There's nothing about starting a business, especially if you're bootstrapping your own success, as most women entrepreneurs are, about using your own money to invest in your own success. And so I want to clarify with you what some of the symptoms of underinvesting in your business are. So if you're building your business around the free training, the advice, and the strategies that you can get from searching on the internet, you're likely underinvesting in your business success. If you're a consultant, maybe you're taking every opportunity that comes your way because you're a little bit afraid that if you turn it down, you may be struggling for cash in the future. And as a coach, you might be easily swayed by low-priced courses or programs that promise to teach you a marketing skill that will help you get clients quickly, but it's really not designed to be specifically for you at your stage of growth or maybe for your business model. Or you may be discounting your services or adding on lower-priced offerings because you're afraid to leave money on the table. So in all of these scenarios, you are underinvesting in the strategy and the supporting plans that would guarantee your results. In fact, your approach guarantees that at the end of the year, you'll end up feeling exhausted and confused about why you didn't hit the revenue number you were hoping to reach. So let's explore how making the right investments in your business can help you reduce your money stress, avoid burnout, and actually multiply your revenue and profits. So let's first look at where you're investing your time. You may be finding yourself in a time bind where you're working in your business, you're satisfying your clients, you're constantly marketing your services so that you have a funnel of new prospects ready to go, but you're struggling to keep up with the demands of client delivery. You're struggling with balancing client delivery with your sales and marketing efforts so that you have no time to actually work on your business. You're spending all your time working in your business and the delivery of your business and the strategy and tactics that run your business. And if you're waking up day after day and you feel like you're a slave to your schedule, but you're not really working on what you want to be working on, if you're taking clients who are not ideal and you feel that you're on a hamster wheel of creating social content, networking, marketing your services to keep your funnel full, you're underinvesting in your time to work on your business. So most of my clients end up working less in their business and working more on their business when we work together. It's possible that you're just doing too much marketing, or you have too much of the wrong kind of marketing, or maybe you have too many products or programs, or maybe the program that you have is not working the way you want it to, or you could be reinventing the wheel every time a new client comes to work with you. So I know I hear it all the time with the consultants that I reach. They are taking on too much work and not getting paid enough for it, and they don't have enough time to do what they really want to do. So we need to fix that now, and I'll give you a hint of how. We need to fix that now by carving out a day a week for you to work on your business, to assess what's working, what's not working, to refresh your vision of where you want to be, to ask yourself those tough questions of what needs to change in order for me to get to where I want to be, and what is the most important thing that I need to do now to get more of what I do want. There may be different answers to that question depending on your business model and how many years you've been in business, how mature your business is. It might mean that you release a client. Could mean that you fire a client who's no longer working for you. Maybe they have too many demands. Maybe they're not paying you enough. Maybe they're simply not a good fit for your service or good fit for where you want to grow your business now. It might mean canceling a program that just isn't profitable. So sometimes we stick to things for too long a period of time. You know, we can either not give it enough time to succeed, or we just keep trying on a program that's just not landing. So it might be time to say goodbye to something that you invested money in. Maybe you created an online course that no one's buying. Maybe it's time to let that go. It also means that it might be time to stop doing it yourself, doing DIY marketing, and hire a pro who will get you better results than you can get on your own. Which brings me to my next point. What are you focusing on? Are you focusing on too many moving parts to your business and not investing your attention in the one thing that will make all the difference? I'm geeking out on the book, The One Thing by Gary Keller right now. And, you know, there's several things that might not be working in your business, but on the very, very fundamental level, there is just one thing that will deliver 80% of the results that you're looking for in your business this year. And your one thing is unique to you. It's not like I could look in my crystal ball and tell you what the one thing is for you. It's going to be different for everyone watching or listening to this episode today. Your one thing might be launching a higher-end program. Your one thing might be increasing your prices. It might mean elevating your visibility in your market. It can mean a lot of things. The most important action that you can take now is to carve out some time to reflect on what's working and what's not working in your business. Anything that is causing you stress or anxiety isn't working. And you could be experiencing stress and anxiety because you're not working in your business. You're not working on your business. You're not working in the areas of your business that would drive the biggest results for you. So this is why it's also important to have someone else that you can trust, whether it's a mastermind partner or a coach, someone you can go to say, hey, I'm feeling stuck. I might be focusing in the wrong area. Can you help? You might be focused on a marketing strategy that worked for someone else and just doesn't work for you. So that's the danger of investing in low-end courses. That's the danger of consuming free content that promises any type of secret formula for you to get new clients, because there is no one-size-fits-all approach to growing a sustainable and profitable and scalable business. Which brings me to my next point. You may be under-investing in support. And there are two types of support that are important for you to scale. The first is the coach you choose to help you create the right strategy and a tactical plan that is right for you and right for the stage of growth where you're at right now. Your coach also needs to see you. And what I mean by that is that you get one-on-one time with your coach, as well as time in a small cohort of other founders. And you also get support, because you can't get individual support, not enough individual support in a cohort or in a Zoom room where there's 50 to 100 other CEOs and expect to get the customized support that you need based on your goals, based on your unique skills and your unique challenges. So there's no one size fits all that's going to get you to multiple six or seven figures. So while investing in a coach, especially a high-end coach, someone who gives you personalized attention and customizes a strategy to fit your business might feel like a big investment up front, you end up making more and doing less in the long run. It accelerates your revenues. You'll get focus that you didn't have. You'll get clarity. You'll focus on the one product, the one person, the one promotional channel at the right price point to generate the results that you're looking for. So thinking long term on your investments, think long term. Don't think short term. Short term thinking may get you short term results, but you'll always be chasing that next hill. You'll always be feeling a little bit anxious and a little bit burnt out. So let's get the strategy and plan in place together for you so that you get the long-term results you need without the stress and in less time. Because a fixed mindset results in a fixed income. I'm going to say that again. A fixed mindset results in a fixed income. If you have a growth mindset, you know you also need to grow as a CEO in order to grow your business. You have a growth mindset when you see your own limitations and you seek out the skills and support that you need to be the she you need to be to realize the ultimate dream that you have for your business. So whether that's affording a comfortable lifestyle for your family, whether that means taking the kids on a memorable vacation or giving back to causes that you really care about, you can't make a large-scale impact on the world on a tiny budget. You need to invest in your business before you feel ready to. And this is an important point because you need to invest in help, not just a coach, but a team. And you need to build your team before you feel ready to hire them. And I know it's counterintuitive, but trust me, if you follow this advice, you will build your business so much faster and with so much less stress than if you try to muscle through on your own. Now, these team members, they may be part-time, they might be freelancers when you first start out, but they give you the freedom to focus on what you do best. So leading this fledgling business to scale and deliver the impact that you want to make, that's your focus. You didn't leave a corporate job with tons of support resources only to struggle through on your own when you launched your business. You need to focus on what the highest value of your time is and what you do that produces the greatest results. So let me take a guess and say, if you are focused upfront on building your brand and becoming known and dominating your market, you don't need to be doing graphics in Canva or keeping your own books. You need to be speaking, writing, delivering podcast episodes, being a compelling podcast guest, and being ever present in front of your ideal client audience. So if you are doing back office tasks like graphic design, bookkeeping, or uploading or downloading anything for distribution, you are doing anything other than being present and upfront and delivering great outcomes for your clients. You need to automate it or delegate it. So let me ask you now, where are you underinvesting in your business? Are you underinvesting in your time and working in, but not on your business? Are you underinvesting in your focus? Are you focused on what's easy and cheap, as opposed to what's going to be most effective in delivering the results that you want? Are you underinvesting in support? Are you signing up for anything that's free or cheap or training that delivers cookie cutter strategies? Or are you investing in a coach because she fit into the budget or because she was the best person with the most skills to be able to support you in a deep and fundamental way to get to your next level of success? And are you underinvesting in the support of a team? People who, for very little money, can take a huge burden off your back and enable you to invest your time and your focus wisely. There are people out there who are experts at CRM systems. They are experts at graphic design. They can create something that's better and faster than something that you can teach yourself to do on your own. A fixed mindset will keep you on a fixed income. And after 10 years in this business, this is my 10th anniversary year. I have learned a thing or two about making the right investments in my business. And sometimes I'll say it feels scary. Sometimes you might have more going out than it's coming in, but then you hit that 100K quarter or that 100K month, or you add an additional 100K to your top line and you see that you are generating more profits at the same time. Then that's the feeling that you get. That's when you realize you are a CEO who is making wise investments in her business, and you have the results to show for it. So my friend, let me close with that invitation again to join me March 14th through 19th for Reliable Revenue Secrets. You can make six-figure revenue growth predictable in your business by spending 45 minutes in your day with me on this virtual CEO retreat. Invest your time in your CEO focus and emerge with the right strategy for your business and the CEO mindset that will get you there. If you are not yet in the Life After Corporate Facebook group, join us there now. Get your previews of what's coming, download your handouts, and let's start working on making six-figure revenue growth predictable in your business. If you are not in Facebook, reach out to me on LinkedIn. You can't miss me. It's Deb Boulanger at The Great Do-Over, and the Life After Corporate banner is behind my picture. You can't miss me. And I look forward to connecting with you. And I promise, if you send me a message on LinkedIn, I will respond personally and welcome you to my inner circle and will give you the links for that live virtual retreat. So that's it for now, my friends. I can't wait to see you real soon. Till next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.